Good afternoon. From the Fairbanks Museum, welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. It's not too often that we're graced with two consecutive, almost perfectly clear skies across the entire Vermont public listening region, but that's our fortunate lot this midday. High pressure has settled overhead and will remain dominant through tomorrow midday. Deep-layered, dry air will support clear sky through tomorrow morning, and the strong late April sun is going to work rapidly warming the lower atmosphere. Temperatures that started the morning as low as 16 at Saranac Lake, New York, 17 at Lunenburg, and 19 at Island Pond, both in Vermont, have already warmed into the upper 40s and low 50s, and will climb into the mid-50s to low 60s before the day is ended, a good 10 to 12 degrees higher than yesterday. After another cool night, it'll be decidedly mild tomorrow with readings in the low to mid-60s region-wide, with more abundant sun over Vermont, New Hampshire, and the eastern townships, just slightly filtered by high, thin afternoon clouds, and morning sun filtered by increasing high and mid-level clouds over eastern New York and Quebec's St. Lawrence Valley. After that, it'll turn more humid and unsettled, but remain mild for Sunday and Monday. The surface weather map at this hour shows high pressure centered overhead, but with a ridge running from north-central Quebec southward along the Atlantic seaboard, as far south as northern Cuba, and west through the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. This high will remain nearly stationary into tomorrow morning as ridging aloft amplifies over New England and Quebec ahead of low pressure developing over the central Rockies and High Plains states. Eventually, a developing warm front over the Ohio Valley will lift in our direction tomorrow afternoon and evening. While the bulk of the lift and moisture with it will pass through Ontario and western Quebec, some high, thin clouds will overspread the sky tomorrow afternoon, and from tomorrow evening through tomorrow night, lower clouds and scattered showers will likely spill over the top of the retreating ridge. Rainfall is likely to be light, however, amounting to a tenth of an inch or less for almost all communities. A trailing cold front will arrive Sunday night with a few showers of its own, and cool southern Quebec as well as northern New Hampshire, the northern third of Vermont, and eastern New York from the Adirondacks northward, down slightly on Monday. Then another warm front will arrive on Tuesday with some showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder, especially over the western half of our region. Rainfall totals at that time will probably run between a tenth to a third of an inch over southern sections and between a quarter and a half inch over northern sections with some spot heavier amounts in any thunderstorms. But now back to the short-term details. This afternoon, sunny, highs in the mid-50s to near 60, light, mainly northwest wind, less than 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, not as cold, lows from the mid-20s to mid-30s, coldest east of the Green Mountains. Winds light, becoming south to southeast in the Champlain Valley near 10 miles per hour. Saturday, morning sunshine, then increasing afternoon high, thin clouds east, and high and mid-level clouds west. Mild. A chance of showers in the St. Lawrence Valley toward evening, highs in the low to mid-60s, light wind becoming south 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with showers becoming likely, lows in the 40s to near 50 from the Green Mountains west, upper 30s to mid-40s east, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, mild, scattered morning showers decreasing, then an increased chance of showers from the Adirondacks and Route 2 in Quebec in the afternoon, highs from the low 60s northeast, 60s to near 70 west and south. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with an eye on the sky.